Warren Walter Lenhart peacefully passed away on June 16, 2024, surrounded by his loving wife and family. Fittingly for an exemplary father, he went to his father on Father's Day. Warren was a faithful servant of God and a loving husband, father, grandfather, who radiated warmth and generosity to all he met. Throughout a life and career that brought him in contact with the prominent and powerful, Warren was maybe most beloved for the honor and kindness with which he treated the humble and the powerless. He lived a life of humility, honesty, and selflessness, always putting his family first and always willing to help anyone in need. Warren was a man whose every day was shaped by the commandment of the scriptures, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with his God. Warren was born on April 11, 1946 in Oakland, California, and grew up in the neighboring town of Albany. He received a bachelor's degree from American University and a master's degree from the National War College. He dedicated 32 years as a foreign and defense policy analyst for the Congressional Research Service in Washington, D.C. After retirement, he eventually settled in Georgia, where he lived with his beloved wife, Marty. Warren had a lifelong love for the game of basketball, prowling the paint well into his 30s, when he was known to dominate in the sport at the National War College. He also enjoyed a challenging game of chess, delighting in surprising opponents who underestimated him almost as much as in gently teaching his grandchildren the intricacies of the game. Warren served on the board of directors for the Washington, D.C. chapter of the Tourette Syndrome Association and was a regular volunteer serving in soup kitchens for the homeless in our nation's capital. He had a hidden knack for impersonating Johnny Mathis' singing voice and for coming up with tall tales of his own invention to amaze and delight his grandchildren. Warren is preceded in death by his parents, Richard and Danica Lenhart, and by his beloved sister, Geraldine Dewey. He is survived by his wife, Marty Morgan Lenhart, children Amy, Mark, Patton, Peter Lenhart, and Mariana, Jason, Cotton, by his grandchildren Alexander, Andrew, Michael, Luke, Nicholas, Kaylee, Catherine, and Olivia, and by his brother Kurt, Jennifer, Lenhart and their sons Matthew and Sean. He was also beloved by his stepchildren, Wendy, Joseph, Akins, Kim, Stephen, Brown, and Craig, Mandy, Hardy, and by his step-grandchildren, Brandon, Ashley, Madison, Caitlin, Kaylee, Emily, Reese, Allie, Hunter, Riley and Aubrey. A funeral mass will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, June 21, 2024 at St. Matthew Catholic Church in Statesboro, Georgia. Interment will be in Eastside Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to Ogeechee Area Hospice, P.O. Box 531, Statesboro, Georgia, 30459, to join us in our heartfelt appreciation for the nurses who so lovingly cared for Warren in his last days. Friends may sign the online register book at www.joineranderson.com. Joiner Anderson Funeral Home and Crematory of Statesboro is in charge of the arrangements.